Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this. Davis Angus invites you to their 2017 Value Genetics Annual Bull and Heifer Sale, Saturday, March 4th, at the Clinton, Oklahoma Livestock Market. 88 bulls will be offered, with 48 of them with low birth weight EPDs suitable for breeding heifers. They will also be offering 10 open registered females and 30 commercial heifers. Jim and Debbie invite you to check out their sale book and videos of the bulls on their website, davisangus.com. For more information, call Jim at 580-331-8036.
Your cattle, your legacy, your biomass. Biomass is designed to feed the GI tract of your livestock. Stable gut health is critical for raising profitable cattle. It's even more important during calving season, when newborn calves experience many stresses. Biomass maximizes herd performance and profitability, along with giving your new calves a leg up in life. Call me, Reese Williams, the Oklahoma All-Tech Rep, at 575-218-1061 to find out how you can get your biomass. And remember, it's your cattle, your legacy, your biomass.
Well, live and feeder contracts seem set to open moderately higher this morning, supported by late-week profit-taking and cash market premiums. The lean futures should start out a bit higher this morning as well, as spec and commercials take profits before the weekend break. Well, thanks to yesterday's active round in the north, the cash business is probably done for the week. We could see a new scattered cleanup deals, just a few here and there, but late week prices are not likely to change. Any unsold cattle still up for grabs are priced around $126 in our part of the South, and we saw a $125 cattle trade this week. Now, look for hog buyers to open their last round of bidding for the week with basically steady bids. While market hog numbers have been declining, the same can be said of processing margins. No wonder packers have become more defensive. Saturday's hog slaughters are not estimated a total more than 130,000 head. Lean futures seem likely to open moderately higher this morning, thanks in part to late week profit taking. Well, in the grain trade, corn, soybean, and wheat futures closed lower yesterday on with double-digit drops in soybeans, wiping out the big gains from Wednesday. Wall Street also eased after its big day, while the dollar continued higher on hopes of another rate hike. Wheat futures closed lower amid pressure from the neighboring crops. Chicago's soft red winter wheat tested chart resistance early at the 200-day average near $4.60, but then fell and came to rest at support near the 20-day average of $4.52. Kansas City hard red winter wheat for May fell but remained above key moving averages, while spring wheat's May lost nearly all of yesterday's gains and settled just above the 50-day average. Corn closed lower, but the actively traded May came to rest just above chart support at the 20-day moving average. It remained above key moving averages and within yesterday's higher range. Soybeans dropped nearly 1.4% in light trading to wipe out Wednesday's gains and dropped the actively traded May contract under the 20 and 50-day moving averages. We're going to take a break. We'll check those futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, April live cattle was down 142 at 116.15. June was down 107 at 106.72. March feeder cattle down 105, 123.45. And April is down 182, 121.92. April hogs down 15 cents at 68.27. And the May was down 2 cents at 74.10. On the grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat, March down 5 1/4, 460 1/4. May was down 7 cents at 470 1/4. May wheat Chicago down 4 1/4 at 452 3/4. And July was down 3 3/4 at 467. May corn down 2 1/2, 379 1/2. And July was down 3 at 386 1/4. May soybeans down 14 1/2 at 1037 1/4. And July down 14 1/4 at 1045 3/4. March cotton up 46 points, 76.15. May's up 59, 77.37. April crude oil up 2 at 52.63. May's up 2 at 53.09. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.